In my dream, he's running, just barely in front of me. The wind is blowing, but his hair isn't moving at all. And then I pull ahead.
Ian Hubbard has a dream.
His running acting is very good, but I don't believe he's that fast in real life.
Ian Hubbard wants to race Tom Cruise.
I believe in my heart I'm faster than Tom Cruise.
Racing Tom Cruise. One man's quest to race a legend who starred in Legend. Ian's first step was to travel to Hollywood.
At first, I tried approaching him quietly, you know, so we could settle it mano-mano without a lot of unnecessary publicity. Hello, Tom Cruise.
Why are you in my bedroom?
I don't want any trouble, Tom Cruise. I just want to race you.
Sure. I just need to make a call.
I believe he called the police because he was scared to race me.
Ian was persistent. He finagled a job as Tom Cruise's dental hygienist.
Race me?
Oh.
I was desperate, so I played the Hubbard card. I told him if he raced me, I'd let him go through my dad's cupboard. My dad, L. Ron Hubbard's cupboard.
I'm rich and famous, but going through the Hubbard cupboards, you can't buy or smile your way into that. I'd race my way into them.
And so the race was set. It would take place on July 1st at the annual Scientology Summer Picnic.
I knew it wouldn't be easy. Tom Cruise has a very distinctive running motion. He makes his hand into the shape of a blade when he runs. And that not only looks cool, I think it actually makes him faster. Cuts through the air.
And that wasn't Ian's only disadvantage.
Tom Cruise runs in an extremely upright position with a very determined facial expression. I tend to slouch and I don't have great teeth. And we all know if you look good, you run great. So that was hard to deal with.
But this was the moment Ian Hubbard had dreamed of. He wasn't about to back down now.
On your mark, get set and...
The race was extremely close for the first 5 meters or so, and then...
At the 7-meter mark, I pulled my hamstring, ruptured my Achilles, and blew out my ACL all at the same time.
And then, the unthinkable.
I don't know how I burst into flames. But I did know at that moment I was in trouble.
Tom Cruise threw himself on the flames and extinguished the fireball with his own body. Cruise risked his life to save Ian's.
If it wasn't for Tom Cruise, I'd be dead. I will say, though, at the point I spontaneously burst into flames, the race was quite close. So I think the fair thing would be to call it a tie.
Ian didn't find out if he was faster, but he did discover a deep and abiding admiration for Mr. Tom Cruise.
I love him. I've decided to reenact his great movie running scenes in real life.
Ian Hubbard has dedicated his life to organizing Tom Cruise fun runs. His first event took place in Shanghai, the Mission Impossible 4K.
It was awesome, and only 47 people were seriously injured. I feel like Tom Cruise has given my life a purpose. Now, instead of racing Tom Cruise, I'm running in his footsteps.